No, I see pictures of you fishing with your kids and doing stuff with your kids all the time, which is just awesome. Have any of your
Yeah,
kids really, I mean, like, do you have any of the kids like really into the hunting?
you know, my oldest son has been great with it. I mean, he's just sort of he tagged along with me on, like, on every, I mean, he's multiple kind of, like, goat hunts, like real, rugged hunts. I mean, he's only 11 now, and so I guess 12 now, but and so, he's been to the Yukon numerous times. He's been to the Northwest Territories. He came with me to Mongolia. He's been to Spain, like, hunting, and Romania. He's been all over the world already hunting with me, and he did that starting at, like, the age of 5 when I took him to Alaska for the first time. Because, again, it's one of those things. You sometimes you have to risk your hunt and take a little kid on there, but, like, if you're not doing that, you're not going to create the next generation of hunter. If these days, in sort of an instant gratification world where everything's technology based and everything's at their fingertips, and this, everyone's a one sport, focused champion by the time they're, 6 years old. Like, if you don't get them early, you're probably not going to get them. And so,
Yeah, so true. So true.
he's been the one that, has taken to it a lot. Although, my youngest son is also really starting to get into it. My oldest said he just always had, like, a freakish level of patience. Like, 3 years old, it was, 2 years old, he'd be tugging on me, like, "I want to go hunting." He couldn't even say the H yet. He wants to go hunting with me. At 3 years old, I took him on, like, my first, like, opening, his first opening day of, like, deer season in New York. He sat there for 7 hours. Like, every 10 minutes, I was like, "Hey, buddy, you want to go in and warm up?" And finally, he looks at me and just goes, "How are we going to see deer if we go in blood, Dad?" Like, and I was like, "Oh, God." I mean, he's not wrong. I felt, I was like, I just wanted to give him the option of getting out. And he was looking at me like I was insane. And he was 100% right. So he's always had something, something unique about him with that. And he's just a really talented little shooter. It's just great to see. It's just a lot of fun.
Well, I have some a tip for you. If you want your kid to see deer, get him out of New York. Put him in
Well,
Ohio or
listen, hey,
Kansas.
honestly, New York's a great deer state. If
Oh,
I have a,
don't get me
my
started.
Catskills cabin upstate. We had some, good sized piece of land in Westchester. Like, it's actually a great sportsman state once you break the city. I think that's one of those things that's sort of funny. It's definitely underrated as a sportsman state.
Oh,
When
I know.
you have
I
great
own.
fishing upstate, you have great saltwater and surf casting stuff out on the island, and spear fishing, which I do a lot of. You have sort of the Great Lakes region for steelhead and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it actually offers a lot. You just would never think it, and most people don't. I got him started there, and, great turkey hunting and waterfowl hunting. But, it's probably actually better than Florida, not from a fishing side, but, like, definitely from a hunting side that we are. But, now I just travel a lot, and I kept my cabin upstate since, since I moved out of New York. I kept the cabin upstate, and I'll go there on the weekends, and when it's awesome fly fishing, I'll be there, and then, kind of have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and I'm not being fair to New York. I actually own a property way up in Oneida County.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and but I am the deer management up there is nothing like Ohio
No,
or
no, no.
anywhere
I mean,
else,
like,
you know.
yeah. I mean, the Texas, 11 point is spike, right? It's a different, world. You got big. It's more like the Maine sort of style. Like, you could chase big body deer. You're not really going to get a big red deer. You see a 130, it's like, that's a monster.
That's a
In any of the
monster, yeah.
areas, where we are. So, yeah, it's not like hunting Texas, but it's still great. And there's a lot of areas where there's no shortage. It's just, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, no doubt.